China is celebrating the anniversary of victory in World War II with the leaders of Russia and other nations, but not the United States or its most important allies. It follows a summit that showed nearly all of U.S. rivals lining up on the same side. North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un, who rarely leaves the country, joined the celebrations this morning.
Behind me on Cheongam Avenue, China will host its biggest ever military parade to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. For Chinese leader Xi Jinping, this will be a moment of glory. As commander-in-chief of the world's largest armed forces, he will watch as tens of thousands of troops march towards Tiananmen Square, showcasing the country's newest military hardware. Among the guests attending, Russia's President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It will be the first time Kim will appear together with Xi and Putin in what is seen as a direct challenge to the US-led world order. Well, that message was also conveyed over the weekend at the Regional Security Summit in Tianjin, northern China, where Xi hosted more than 20 world leaders, including Putin and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. At this week's events, Xi is not only asserting China as a stable and reliable partner, he's also showing off the country's alliances and its might and power, a message solely intended for the United States.